Good morning, I'm John Sliggers. The City of Lamar's plans to sell property in the city's industrial park. Lots are being created in Lamar's Industrial Park 4th Edition. Infrastructure for these lots will be completed in September. Lamar's Business Initiative Corporation seeks to market and sell 7 lots there. LBIC proposes the purchase of 29 acres at a cost of just over $2 million or $70,000 per acre. The lots will be paid for as they are sold. A public hearing on this agreement will take place on April 2. This month, 2 milestones were reached for a pair of law officers in Plymouth County. At Tuesday's City Council meeting, Lamar's Police Chief Kevin Vanevecht introduced a new member of the force. Daniel Casabias is from Hudson, Iowa. He began his duties in Lamar's earlier this month. This month also marked the retirement of a longtime Plymouth County Sheriff's Officer. Sheriff's Lieutenant Scott Dorhout retired last week after 30 years in law enforcement, 27 of those with the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office. He also served in the Iowa National Guard, retiring after 32 years of service there. Dorhout recently appeared before the County Board of Supervisors to express his thanks for his position with county law enforcement. The Iowa House has narrowly passed a package to hike teacher pay, increase general state support for schools, and keep area education agencies as the main provider of experts who assist schools with special education needs for students. Republican Representative Scott Wheeler of Hull, the bill's floor manager, has a daughter who's been diagnosed with autism, and he recently emphasized the importance of paraeducators in keeping AEAs directly involved in special education services.
I believe the Lord has placed us in this position for a reason, and we have a significant interest in advocating for students with disabilities, and we have done just that.
House Democratic Leader Jennifer Confer says adjustments in the package appear to be concessions to Governor Kim Reynolds, who called for a major overhaul of AEAs in January.
Don't have kids, families, educators be shrapnel in this game.
Democrats argued the package falls far short of the state financial support schools need. A few weeks ago, the House took separate votes on general state aid for schools and on teacher pay. The package that cleared the House Thursday night includes the governor's call for raise in salaries for beginning teachers to $50,000, plus money to raise the pay of veteran teachers and hourly staff. In a written statement, Governor Reynolds said the House plan paves a path forward to further strengthen Iowa's education system in meaningful ways. Senate Majority Leader Jack Whitford said Senate Republicans will discuss the House package next week, and he looks forward to a resolution on education funding, raising starting teacher pay, and AEA reform. A report by the state ombudsman's office found that some county jails were not following Iowa law by taking money directly out of inmate commissary accounts for medical care. Ombudsman Bernardo Granware says Iowa law requires jails to go through the courts to recoup these copays. Granware says this practice violates the prisoner's due process rights, and they're calling for the Department of Corrections to make a change. He says they've had a constructive dialogue with the department. The ombudsman has attempted to bring jails in O'Brien, Wapello, and Scott counties into compliance with state law. An Iowa agriculture official who works in Washington, D.C., is urging members of Congress to get moving on the creation of a new farm bill. Matt Wolman is senior director of state and industry affairs for the farmer-owned cooperative Land O'Lakes, which is focused on the dairy industry. Wolman says the 2018 farm bill has been good for farmers and rural communities, but some tweaks are needed, like with farm safety net programs. The farm bill expired last September. Congress extended it until this fall. There's much partisan bickering that has led to an impasse in the farm bill over issues like the limiting of climate funding and social safety net programs. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.